Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us at some time or another in our life have been involved in what we might call an identity crisis. We have asked ourselves such questions as, who am I? Why am I here? Here on earth? Here at Concordia Seminary? Where am I going? God has provided answers to such questions in the words of the New Testament lesson for today. God would remind us that as believers, we are his sons and daughters through the faith which the Holy Spirit has worked in us through the gospel. In and through Jesus Christ, God has called us to be heirs of eternal life. Who are we? According to Holy Scripture, we are sinners. Daily, we face the temptations of Satan. Like our first parents, we yield to the devil's tempting. In the New Testament lesson, the Apostle John points out that sin is lawlessness. Sin is living though there were no law to which we are accountable. Lawlessness is living as though there were no God to whom we are answerable. St. John also reminds us that though we are sinners, God loves us with an everlasting love, with a love that is unique and distinct, like no human love. John says, consider, ponder, what kind of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called God's children. The Apostle is calling us and inviting us to call to mind, to picture in our mind's eye, God's great acts of love. The Father, out of love for us sinners, sent his only and holy Son into the fallen world. The Son, out of love for us, suffered and died for the sins of all of us. Out of love for us, the Father and the resurrected Son sent the Holy Spirit to bring us through word and sacrament the message of God's love and forgiveness. In many languages and cultures, a name identifies who a person is. God has called us his children. God's love has resulted in our becoming and being his sons and daughters through faith in Christ. Just think of it. We are God's children through the faith in Christ Jesus, which the Holy Spirit has worked in us through the message of God's love. John also emphasizes the fact that we are God's children right now. Elsewhere, he says, God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life right now. But John also wants us to be realistic as we ask the question and try to answer it, who are we? He reminds us that the world that is hostile and was hostile to God and that crucified the Lord of glory will not recognize us and receive us as God's children. In fact, we can expect the same kind of rejection and treatment that the ruined and depraved world presented to Christ, God's Son from eternity. Where are we going? Though we, through faith in Christ Jesus, have already entered upon eternal life, as long as we remain in this world, we can expect to be tempted to sin. We shall be assailed and tested. There will be times when we too shall falter and fall. The Apostle John reminds us, however, that there is a glorious future for God's children. We shall see him, the Lord of glory, as he is. We shall be like him. He will grant to us a body like his glorious body. We shall join the victorious Christ in his kingdom of glory with all the saints. He will make us completely holy and perfect in God's sight forever. One question that was suggested in the introduction still remains. Why are we here? The Apostle John reminds us that we are here to serve and to glorify the God of love. We are to reflect God's kind of love, particularly toward the others, whom God the Holy Spirit has also called to become and to be God's sons and daughters through faith in Jesus Christ. We will need to remind ourselves daily that the people who surround us in Christ's church militant, here also at the summer session at Concordia Seminary, that all of these individuals claim the same Lord, the same forgiveness, the same God of love. God has given to all of us the same name, that of his child, of his forgiven child through faith in Jesus Christ. The world would have us manipulate, coerce, and lord it over the other sons of God. The world would have us strive for success on its terms at the expense of others. Our God of love, however, would move us and impel us to serve one another as beloved members of his family. Satan, sin, death, and hell have already been conquered for us through the death and resurrection of God's beloved Son, the God-man, Jesus Christ. We who have been declared righteous and holy before God for Christ's sake, and who have a glorious and eternal destiny, will willingly and joyfully attempt to purify ourselves as Christ is holy and pure day by day. We shall attempt through the power given to us through the word and sacrament to love and to serve God and his people. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.